In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today concludes our stewardship month, and don't breathe a sigh of relief, because I breathe a sigh of relief too, but the truth is, we talk about this just once a year, and now we're done with it. And I can't imagine, again, a more fitting epistle reading than we have this morning. It is always so providential how when one goes to prepare these sermons about a specific subject, you say, oh my goodness, this scripture just speaks to it. And that's the case today. Let me just read some excerpts from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians as included in this morning's text. Brethren, walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. About halfway through the reading, St. Paul says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of the time. And then near the end of the reading, St. Paul encourages us to be filled with the Spirit. And with those excerpts from the reading as a background, I want to remind everybody of something I've shared with you before, but it's worth all of us remembering. In the early church, the very, very early church, one of the first things that anybody did when they were becoming Christian was to meet with the head of the congregation, who at that time was a bishop, where he would share with that person what the expectations were of a Christian. We've talked about this before, but Christians take care of the poor, take care of the widows and the orphans, etc., etc. They don't display this certain type of sinful behavior. They are righteous in these ways. And there were demands placed on the Christian. And somewhere along the way, my suspicion is rather early in the history of the church, we stopped making demands on one another and on ourselves. And we got a little bit lazy. We know that's true because if you just go back and read 4th century sermons from John Chrysostom, he's admonishing the faithful about their spiritual lack of attention. But I think it's important to make demands on ourselves, and for us sometimes to make demands of one another. About 3 weeks ago, I was doing a little presentation with His Grace Bishop Apostolos, our chancellor. And it was with a group from another parish, obviously. And somebody asked the question, shouldn't parish council members be present at all the activities of the church? And Bishop Apostolos says, you know, it's not just a matter of even present, but you should show up on time. He said, imagine going to fly someplace and going to the airport, and there you are at the departure gate. You're 20 minutes late. The plane has gone. Imagine going up to the ticket counter and saying, why didn't you wait for me? And of course, that was his way of gently reminding people about just coming on time for things. And I said, he finished, and I said, you know, before we take a break, Your Grace, I've got to tell you, I've been serving the church in kind of an official capacity since 1985, and that's the first time I've ever heard a hierarch stand up and tell people to come to church on time. But it's great. I'm now, if you showed up late this morning, I don't want you to feel guilty, but the whole point is we should make demands, and the demands are really so simple anyway, right? That's why Jesus reminds us that it is not a very heavy yoke or burden for us to follow him. It actually makes our life better. But when we do the things that Jesus tells us to do, we become freer and more unencumbered. We become more joyful. We become, you could say, better persons. So my whole point this morning is it's okay to make demands. But rather than make demands of other people, which we all like to do, it's a lot more fun and, quite frankly, easier for me to make demands of other people than to make demands of myself. I think we should commit ourselves to making certain demands upon ourselves. Now, I'm not proposing some sort of a salvation by works, which is to say, if you do X number of things and check off so many boxes, you'll go to heaven. Far from it. We do good things, we do godly things, by the grace of God. So, my prayer life improves not when I, quote-unquote, work to improve my prayer life. My prayer life improves when I open my heart up to God more and more. But my prayer life improves nonetheless. And if that is a demand I have placed on myself, then lo and behold, that demand is being met. I suppose that's why St. Paul says what? The fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. That comes from this morning's reading. The fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. So if we want the fruit of light, then do that which is good and right and true, and make that demand on ourselves. Well, what kind of demands are we talking about? St. Paul says, learn what is pleasing to the Lord. What is pleasing to the Lord? To forgive people. To be compassionate. To be kind-hearted. To pray. To live the life of the church. Those are all things that are good and pleasing to God. And yes, supporting the church, we can say, because it is a biblical principle, supporting the church is good and pleasing to the Lord. I shared with you a couple of sermons ago, I think, that the biggest giving range in our church, aside from the people who don't give anything because they only come here to be baptized and buried, but the biggest giving range at Holy Trinity is the group of people who give between $1 and $300 a year. Total. That's not like add-ons with Christmas cards or stuff. And so we need to ask ourselves if we are committed to learning what is pleasing to the Lord. Does that fall in the category of what is pleasing to the Lord? We have to decide that for ourselves. We place demands on ourselves. St. Paul says, be filled with the Spirit. And if we examine our own lives today, right now, and consider the demands that we might place on ourselves with regard to our Christianity, we could ask ourselves, do we feel as though we are filled with the Spirit? Right here, right now. We're in church. Many of us have received communion. We've celebrated liturgy together. We've listened to the choir sing the hymns. We've done all of that. Do you feel filled with the Spirit? And if yes, praise God. And if not, we need to fix it. I read from the epistle reading this morning these words. I'll read them again. Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of the time. Awake, O sleeper. I think a lot of us are just a little bit drowsy yet. And I get that. I'm literally drowsy sometimes in the morning as I drag myself out of bed. But sometimes we just become a little bit spiritually drowsy. Like somebody that hasn't had quite enough sleep in about 3 or 4 days in a row and it's really caught up with you. But that's okay, we can wake up. This is the place to wake up. Jesus calls us to wake up. We look behind us as the light comes all through the windows. It's a great wake-up call. So wake up. Make demands on ourselves. And then look carefully at how we walk. Walk as wise people, not unwise. And walking as a wise person means that as I move through life, I think about actions and their consequences. I think about what it is that God is calling me to do. We alluded to the problems in the Archdiocese at our most recent parish assembly meeting. And it's really not spiritually helpful to go into them into great detail, other than to say that the Archdiocese is working very hard to manage itself better and to correct past deficiencies. But whatever problems the Archdiocese may have had with management, something I have said publicly at Archdiocesan Council meetings to the highest people possible is that all of our problems as an Archdiocese would vanish if we just placed demands on the people. You and I are the people. If we place demands on the people with regard to supporting the church, if people would publicly stand up and say what Bishop Apostolos said about showing up on time and said it about giving. Because the truth is, throughout the country, people undergive as Orthodox Christians. And we're paying the price. You can't fund ministries, you can't expand on projects if you don't have the money to do it. Now, I can't change the Archdiocese. Goodness knows I can't change anything about the Archdiocese, really. But imagine the miracles that would be wrought in San Francisco if just you and I, and just you and I in this rather diminished congregation today, for whatever reasons, the celebration over at Annunciation, or flu, or traveling, whatever it is, but just this group right here, imagine if you and I decided that we were really going to make demands on ourselves with regard to how we lived as Christians. We could quite literally, just us, right now, if we committed ourselves to really doing it, we could change the city around us. Just what happened if we made demands on ourselves as the early church made demands on us. And for me, as I, you know, people, by the way, as a parenthesis, people say, why did you preach that sermon about me? Well, I don't really preach about you, I preach about me. My sermons kind of come from my own struggles. And one of the things I am grappling with is the following. This is not meant to be humorous at all. Recently, Presbytera arranged to have my life insurance renewed. I had to renew it because of being of a certain age. And the nurse came to the house and said, okay, parents, no, they're gone. What? How old was your dad? I said, well, 62. Oh, okay. Your mother? 68. Okay. Do you have any siblings? I had a brother. He's passed away. How old is he? 61. And how old are you now? Oh, I'm 61. So, you know, I realize where I am with regard to life. Every day I view as a gift. And I am really convicted that I need, as a Christian, I need to rededicate myself to be even more demanding upon myself in the days that I have left. It's essential. It's essential not only because I need to prepare for eternal life, but it's essential because I've only got a limited amount of time here on earth. God knows how long, but I've got a limited amount of time to bring the gospel into the world, to bring that light into the world, to do what is pleasing to the Lord, to be filled with the Spirit. So even though not everybody is going through the same midlife angst that I might be going through, I would invite you to join me in becoming more demanding on oneself, becoming more demanding on yourself. St. Paul's words speak to us today as we wrap up this Stewardship Sunday and this stewardship period in the life of the church. They speak to us today as you and I consider how it is that we will work together to build up the body of Christ. You heard it before. They're worth repeating. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of the time.